91.2 FM, here's a man that we haven't had the opportunity to catch up with in a little while. Member for Upper Hunter, David Lazell. David, are you well?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks, Bear, and great to be speaking with you today.
Mate, I know it was a federal budget, but I'm sure you have some interest in the decisions that were made monetary-wise from the federal government this week. Looks like money is coming the Hunter's way as far as roads are concerned.
That's right. So it's great to see in the federal budget that they've allocated some money for the Musselbrook bypass. Look, I actually had a meeting this week, a telephone meeting with people from Transport New South Wales to check the progress of Musselbrook bypass, and we're still hoping to actually get a work started by the end of this year, and if not, very early next year. So we're tracking on course at the moment. There's a lot of work to do, and I'll keep writing it, but it's really great to see federal funds heading and that commitment that they've made to make it happen now.
I quite agree. Now, there's a lot of talk about the fact that the Hunter Expressway is meant to continue its way up through the valley. But if we're looking at, you know, a double-lane expressway and single-lane bypasses from the major towns, are we not creating bottlenecks for the future? What are your thoughts on that?
Look, I've discussed this with the department, and when we're building the bypasses, certainly the ones around Singleton of the single lane, they will be built thinking about the future. So they will be built to be able to take double lanes into the future and have that sort of design capacity to be able to extend. And who knows, in the next couple of years, then extra money may become available, and we can incorporate that into the project to make sure. But for me right now, it's better to have a bypass started, shovels in the ground, it's happening, than to keep lobbying for and waiting to get a double lane solution. So I'm on the side of actually getting started, and later on when money comes along, we can actually get to a double lane solution. But from traffic estimates at this stage, they believe that the single lane will solve most of the problems that we've got around that Singleton area.
And have they given any indication when we might see the shovels being turned on the Dave Lazell interchange?
Look, again, and that's I can report that, again, we're on tracking really well on that. So we've got land acquisitions happening right now. And I'm hoping that the next month or so that we can go out for an expression of interest to design and construct contractors. To start engaging with them, looking again for a start by the end of this year. So I'm really hoping that we can get to that position where we're actually got machines on the ground and starting to dig some holes.
All right, that's some excellent news. Before I let you go, there was one other thing I wanted to ask you about, and that is I'm still getting a few listeners that ring up from time to time that tell me that there are still some Dave Lazell, member for Upper Hunter, signs still out and about on the roads, mate. Can we get round and pick all those up?
Oh, yeah, look, I think I've got most of those. There's one on the New England Highway as well that I still have to get to. But apart from that, if you hear of any others around the district, then please let me know because I'll pull those in. As far as and I've been driving around a lot, and I always keep an eye out for them. So either I'm missing them and not getting them, or if people know, let me know and I'll go and get them.
Pete the Street Sweeper reliably informs me that you need to take a trip out Cassilis Way sometime soon.
Oh, look, I was out there not long ago, so and I'm out there in a couple of weeks, so I'll be sure to pick one up.
It must be a bit of a funny thing as you're driving around the road and seeing yourself staring back at you, isn't it?
Oh, look, it's one of those things that you have to actually just not actually look at the face and just sort of blur it out. I blur it out because I can't actually handle looking at it. And some of those, even the big sign on the front of my office now where your head is like 10 feet tall and you're like, oh my goodness. So I blur all that out. It's a skill. I've decided it's a skill now to be able to blur out your own face and just see the image but not really look at the details. Because like anyone who looks like a centimetre away from the mirror, you cannot stand either side of yourself, and I find I can't stand to hear myself sometimes either.
Well, mate, let me tell you, if you're going to be in this industry, you've got to be able to enjoy the sound of your own voice.
Absolutely.
David Lazell, you're a good sport, mate. Thank you very much, as always, for joining us, and we'll catch up again in a few weeks.
No problems at all, Bear, and good to speak to you and say g'day to all the great people of Upper Hunter. I'm looking forward to getting back after this week of Parliament, and I'll be back in the electorate for another month.